from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Apologize for a little bit of a late start for the Unitigo girls hosting Oneonta in this non-leaguer. They had the Unitigo Hall of Distinction before this, between the JV game and the varsity game, so they went through that. Now both teams are out on the floor warming up, and we should be tipping off in about 10 minutes. Speaking of tip-off, our tip-off show is brought to you by Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, my partner in crime tonight, back on the air for the first time in a long time, Mr. Vince Foney from Oneonta. It's great to have you along here. When do you think the last time you were on the radio was?
Boy, oh boy. First, let me say I'm very proud and honored to be sitting next to a pro. I was very happy when I got the call to see if I wanted to come do a Unitigo Oneonta High School game. My last time on the air was when Johnny Hayen, you know, back in 2020. Johnny Hayen, as we all know, great sportscaster, great guy, great community person, and I was lucky enough to tag along with him for 7 years, prior to 2020. He passed away in October 2020.
Yeah, we all miss him. He was a pros pro and did a lot for Oneonta Sports, and we're just glad that we can do some Oneonta games, and our hope this year is to do even more and have you along for the ride. So that's great.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, again, can't say enough about, you know, John Hayne. What he loved Oneonta High School basketball, just as he loved his family and his community. And I certainly learned a lot from him. With him on the air, he definitely didn't keep a lot inside. When, you know, he told you what you thought, and players knew where they stood, and I knew where I stood, and I loved how frank he was.
He's one of the best. Certainly we miss him, and we'll talk more about him throughout tonight's broadcast, I'm sure. But we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back and talk things over. Great non-league matchup tonight between the Spartans and the Yellow Jackets. For Vince, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull joined by Vince Foney here tonight. Unitigo girls hosting Oneonta in a non-leaguer. Both teams come in. They've started the season red hot. And, you know, you got a special connection here on the bench here for this OHS team. Talk about what that's been like for you and your family.
Well, I'm fortunate. My son, George, this is his first year as a coach, as a varsity coach. He was 3 years as a JV coach, and Matt Miller was nice enough to step down and let George come in and be a varsity coach. But it makes me very proud to see him on the sideline. He came up through the ranks, played at Oneonta High School. I played with Skylar Thompson and Albert Adaro and Jordan Gutierrez, guys like that were on his team. It was a nice team. Jerry Mackey was the coach, and he went on, decided he wanted to be a teacher, and he came back, got a job at Oneonta High School. He was a fourth and fifth grade teacher his first 4 years, and that, and then he got certified to move up to high school. So he's a business teacher up there, and now he's a varsity coach. So it's been a good ride for him.
Well, I love working with him. You know, he's the golf coach at OHS as well. He's always great getting me scores and information that I need, so I'm glad to have him on the bench. And a hot start for the Jackets. They win the Drago tournament. Jordan Bellinger, the MVP. I didn't get a chance to get up there and watch. How did the Jackets play in that tournament?
Yeah, the Jackets had a tough game. They played Windsor in the first game, and Windsor, they won in OT by 2 points. Windsor played great. Hats off to Windsor. And then Oneonta High School came out in the championship and beat a very tough Vestal team. They played much better to come away with a win like that. And Jordan Bellinger, she certainly deserved to get the MVP. And Hayden Lefevre, what made the All-Star team, along with I'm trying to think of who was the third person that made the All-Star team, but there are three of them that made the All-Star team. And it was a good showing by Oneonta High School to come away with it. With a Tony Drago, which was a 66th yes. Tony Drago
amazing.
Holiday Tournament, which is unbelievable right there.
I believe it was Celine. She made the All-Star team, right?
Yeah.
Celine Wellman,
the sharpshooter, correct.
Yes. On the other side for Unitego, they come in 3-1. They've started strong. Their loss is to Greenwich, a team from Section 2 that's a Class C Final Four. If you were putting betting money on that, they're one of the toughest teams up there in Section 2. So Unitego went over to a very good Delhi tournament, and they're 3-1 right now. A little short-handed tonight. They are without Harley Bertzel, who's out with the flu. And
oh
so she won't be here tonight, so not a deep bench. But when you're talking Unitego, you got to talk Lizzie Kraft. And I know you talked to Coach Z earlier this week as well. So, you know, it all kind of revolves around Lizzie. What did he have to say?
Well, yeah, Lizzie Kraft, I mean, she pretty much can do it all. You know, get her the ball in the right situation, she's going to score some points. And I think that's the key. Oneonta High School has got to pay attention, no doubt, to her. And, again, hard to keep a player like her in check. She's gonna get her points, and she gets others involved, which is the key of a good player. Not only just helping yourself get some points, but she makes the other players better.
Without Harley, I would expect someone like a Madison Bertzel to step up, who's a great senior guard, has played some travel ball with my team as well as along with Lizzie. But Avery James, a junior guard as well, I think they're going to have to pick up the scoring slack. And Raylan Parks, a sophomore that they brought up last year, I was always really impressed with. I think those players are going to have to help Lizzie tonight here against an Oneonta team that certainly has a little deeper bench just in terms of bodies to use. I mean, Unitego tonight certainly is not going to have a lot of bodies to turn to if somebody gets tired out there.
Yeah, well, one thing you can count on, I mean, Coach Z, he's a respected veteran coach. You know he's prepared them. He's going to come in and do the best he can with what he has, and there's no doubt they'll be prepared. So all the way around, and these players, they'll step up and do their part as they get in there. You never know that's the thing about high school basketball, which makes it great. You never know who's good. Whoever gets a chance and comes in, you never know who might, be the X factor.
That's true. You never know. When we've seen that many times before over the years. Again, we're starting a little bit late here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Unitego did their Hall of Distinction here tonight, so they had two inductees for the class of 2024, including someone we know very well at WCDO, Bob Zavril. Congratulations to him from Zavril Racing Equipment. Of course, with our coverage of the General Clinton Canoe Regatta for 30-plus years, Bob has always been very good to us as a racer with his interviews and just helping us out all over the place. So it was nice to see Bob get recognized for all his accomplishments over the years. He just sold his business. He announced that here tonight. ZRE is moving out to the Michigan, out in the Grayling, Michigan area, but Bob will still find something to keep him busy. So that was why we're starting a little bit late here tonight. So we're working our way through the Butler Auto pregame show. Were you surprised with any faces, some new talent, some new faces that stepped up for OHS in the Drago tournament? I'm excited to watch Kylie Carr here tonight. I know she was hurt at the end of last year. I didn't ever get to see her play in person, so I'm excited to see some of these new faces and the younger players here for the Jackets as well.
Yeah, Kylie Carr, definitely. She is a ninth grader, and she starts for OHS, and she's an important part of their offense and defense. And she has quite a big body on her, so she's key on getting offensive rebounds and playing defense. She has a good all-around game. The other one that you pointed out that she made the All-Star our team was Celine Wellman. She is surprising, maybe not surprisingly, Coach Fody said she's been working on her three-point shot, and she certainly can fire away and make some threes, and I think you'll see Bobby Z have to pay attention to her a little bit, along with Jordan Bellinger, who can shoot the three.
Well, Celine, I know I saw her play some last spring in some travel ball tournaments. Very good player, played very well, and of course was a part of that great state championship track relay team last spring as well for the Jackets, which was great to see. That was such a fun ride to follow those girls as they went up to run at state. So, yeah, some familiar faces here for OHS, but some new faces as well. I'm excited to see that. For Unitego, a very familiar cast of characters. But for Unitego, I would think that they have to be one of the betting favorites to maybe make it to the MAC championship this year. The MAC certainly loaded with Green expects to be very good. Delhi, BG, Sydney, all in the conversation. So certainly it will not be an easy road for the Spartans, but they are definitely a team to watch with a potential league MVP candidate in Lizzie Kraft. So I think we're going to have a great matchup here tonight. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll also pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you set. Unitego girls hosting Oneonta tonight. We're just a couple minutes away from tip-off. Don't turn that dial. Going to be a great matchup here tonight. For Vince Foti, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Game Day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the Southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power out. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Unitigo girls tonight hosting Oneonta. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Foti. Jim Tomeo is our producer down in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Let's go through tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Oneonta Yellow Jackets and head coach George Foti. They start with senior number 2, Natalie Van Zandt, just committed to Hartwick softball this week, so congrats to Natalie. Senior number 10, Jordan Bellinger, a freshman. I'm excited to watch her tonight, Kylie Carr. A senior, number 15, Hayden Lefevre, and a senior, number 20, the sharpshooter, Celine Wellman. On the other side, for longtime head coach Bob Z, has been coaching for over 60 years in the area. He will start with junior number 3, Avery James, senior number 10, Madison Bertzel, junior number 15, Gracie Tilt, sophomore number 20, Raylan Parks, and senior number 22, Lizzie Kraft. Unitigo's in the home white uniforms with the hunter green trim. Says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Oneonta is in the very sharp, I like these, the royal blue uniforms with the gold trim. Says Oneonta in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we're ready to tip it up here. Vince, any final thoughts? Some keys here for both sides. What
well, it looks like there's a lot of energy in the gym here, and I think going out of high school, if they're going to, you know, stay with this well-coached Bobby Z team, they're going to have to take care of the ball. And, of course, Unitigo, I know where they're going. They're going inside of Lizzie Kraft. So I think it depends on who can take care of the ball, in my opinion. They'll come out most of the time on the good side of the scoreboard.
I have a hunch every time these teams get together, it seems to be a low-scoring defensive affair
yeah.
as well. I'm expecting maybe a score in the 30s, possibly the 40s. If anybody gets above 50, I'll be shocked here tonight.
Shocked.
You never know, though. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Every time these teams get together, traditionally over the last few years for a non-leaguer, mm-hmm. they always seem to have a defensive battle. So
there's a reason they roll the ball out. Anything can happen.
That's
Somebody
right.
can step up and, you know, go off for 30 points. You never know.
Unitigo will be going right to left on your radio dial. Oneonta left to right. Hayden Lefevre will be jumping it up here for Oneonta against Lizzie Kraft for Unitigo. And all these girls, friends off the court, they've played travel ball together, grew up at the Boys and Girls Club. So this is a fun, friendly rivalry. Lizzie wins the opening tip, and here we go. Unitigo again going right to left. And here is Madison Bertzel setting it up at the top of the arc as Unitigo will settle in. Really good crowd here tonight at the U for this contest. Lizzie Kraft at the top of the key. Natalie Van Zandt guarding her. We got an early foul. Stripes calling that one, I believe, yeah, against Van Zandt. So a tough early call against the Jackets.
Yeah, I think you just can't on defense. One of the point of emphasis this year for officials is you can't hand check, and you definitely can't hand check with two hands. They're going to blow the whistle right away.
So the Spartans will get it in. An early foul on Van Zandt there for Oneonta. We're scoreless about 30 seconds in. Avery James far side. Unitigo taking their time here, trying to find some rhythm on offense. Fresh shot clock is now down to 15. Gracie Tilt, far side, high post for Raylan Parks. Back out, Avery James, left side. Unitigo, good patience here. Shot clock's at 10. They go to Lizzie on the left side. Shot clock to 5. Spartans looking for some options. They go to Lizzie at the high post. Nice step through move off the glass. It's good with 1 second left on the shot clock.
Great ball movement there. They get Kraft, as we said. That's going to be their focal point. Great step through move.
Early 2-0 lead for Unitigo now over Oneonta. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section as we're underway here in this non-leaguer. A little bit of a late start. Jackets get the ball. They go to the right low block here for Lefevre. Kicks one back out. Bellinger right side. Dribble drive on the baseline. Kicks back out. They skip it across the top of the defense. Left corner now for Carr. Spins through the defense. Works one back out. Van Zandt. Three on the shot clock. A three left side for her is good. And Natalie knocks it down.
Now there's Natalie Van Zandt. She's worked on her shot. Last year, I can say, and she knew, that she had to work on it, and she has worked on it. She's somebody that you got to pay attention to out there.
Really big shot for her. Makes it 3-2, Oneonta over Unitigo. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Left side, Avery James. The bank is closed for her. Rebound into the safe hands of Hayden Lefevre, and here comes Oneonta. Lefevre back down the floor again. Jackets going left to right. Coming off a screen, Lefevre picks up her dribble in a tough spot, goes right corner for Kylie Carr. To the interior for Van Zandt. Muscles it up off the glass. It's no good. A little too much mustard on it. Rebound for Madison Bertzel of Unitigo. 5:55 to go, first quarter. It's the Jackets on top of the Spartans here, 3-2, a girls non-leaguer. And this one, they try to go to Lizzie Kraft in the left corner. This one bounces off her legs, out of bounds, back to Oneonta. So the Jackets settling in here, Vince.
Jackets playing a tough zone. You know, got to make passes accurate that time, and the bounce pass was just a little out of reach, and it went out of bounds.
5:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Jordan Bellinger, a straightaway three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound now for Lizzie Kraft as she ripped it down. Kraft is going to zip one forward now for Avery James on the left side. James with a bounce pass. Here for Gracie Tilt, back to Avery James. Little dribble drive on the baseline. Back to Madison Bertzel. Good swarming defense here by the Jackets. 10 on the shot clock. Lizzie, little crossover move into the paint. Stops, kicks one out. Left side three here for Avery James. In and out, and a rebound for Lefevre. And then a foul on Avery James on the left low block. But great D so far here by OHS.
Great D. I mean, the zone's adjusting to the passing. And I think once Unitigo settles in, you know, they'll pass the ball a little quicker because that's how you beat a zone, quick, accurate passes. And I think, again, if they can look to that Lizzie Kraft, that's where they're going to have some success.
Have some special sponsors for tonight's game as well, which we'll be talking about when we get a couple of breaks here in a close ball game so far. Both Oneonta and Unitigo going after it here, and a little traveling violation is going to give it back here to Unitigo.
Kind of good defense on Unitigo right there, swarming how the car was going to the middle, and the defense just collapsed, and they tied her up and forced her to travel.
Yeah, I thought she was going to have a wide-open layup there, and defense came over and got on top of her right away. 4:40 to go, first quarter, 3-2 our score. Oneonta girls leading Unitego. Here's Kraft. Spin move on the inside, and Oneonta was right there to take it away. Bellinger, Johnny on the spot with the ball. Bellinger down the right side. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. The Jackets on top, 3-2. The Natalie Van Zandt three-pointer is the difference. Lizzie Kraft with the bucket for Unitego on the other end. Here's Carr, top of the key. Steps into the paint, works one back out, Bellinger. Oneonta with some patience now, 10 on the shot clock. Lefevre picks up her dribble, goes to Carr. Carr one-on-one with Kraft, comes off the screen, has nowhere to go, gets it to Lefevre. They're running out of time here. Lefevre forces one up and is fouled by Kraft on the right low block, and she's going to go to the line, so the shot clock winding down, but the foul bells him out there.
Well, there's some basketball IQ for you. Lefevre, clock ticking down, goes to the hoop and gets fouled. Kind of gets bailed out there a little bit, but did the right thing. Went to the hoop, got fouled, now she's at the line.
Here's Lefevre. First shot at the line is up and good for Hayden Lefevre. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese pizza in Oneonta. Whether you're in the mood for authentic New York-style pizza, unique salads, or a freshly made sub on our homemade Italian bread, Tino's has you covered. And Lefevre goes 2 out of 2 at the line, so Oneonta up 5-2 now with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unitego looking for an answer. The defense has been great on Kraft so far. Somebody else going to have to step up and make a bucket here for the Spartans. They go to Avery James. Little dribble drive, left elbow, works one out to Madison Burtzel. Comes off a screen, lost control of it. Wellman got it. Both teams scrambling for it. The Jackets come away. Here's Carr in transition. Turns the Jets on, but Avery James was right there on defense.
Great play by Avery James. Stayed low, stayed with the play, didn't give up on it, and got the ball.
3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Oneonta 5, Unitego 2. Girls non-leaguer tonight here at the U. Here's Avery James, reversing far side. A 3 for Gracie. Tilt is up, hits off the right side of the rim, won't go. James, though, tracks down a rebound for Unitego. Spartans will keep it alive with a fresh shot clock. Oneonta almost daring Unitego to shoot from the outside right now. Raylan Parks to the interior. Up off the glass, blocked by Lefevre. Ball kept alive by the Spartans, though. Avery James on the left side. Again, another fresh shot clock to work with. Lizzie off a screen. Step back 3 for Lizzie is too strong. And the rebound comes to Kylie Carr. There's the size on the interior paying off for OHS on the glass.
She knows she boxed out very well and got the rebound.
Bellinger forces a 3 in the corner. It won't go. Tilt with a rebound, and Unitego back the other way. With 2:40 to go in the first quarter, it's 5-2. Oneonta on top of the Lady Spartans here. Into the right corner. And here is Madison Burtzel trying to find some room to work with. These quick Oneonta guards are making it tough to find some room to operate. And here's Kylie Carr with a steal.
You're seeing Kylie Carr's versatility. She can play defense. She can play offense. She's a team player. She can dribble up the court.
Yeah, nice to have your six-footer bring the ball up the floor. Here's Van Zandt in the corner off a pass from Carr. That's off the back of the rim. And the low-scoring first quarter continues. A rebound for Unitego. Tilt down the left side. She sees an opening in the paint. Dishes one off for Parks, and she's fouled down low. And Raylan Parks will head to the line with 2:03 to go first quarter. And it's Oneonta 5 and Unitego 2.
Kind of a good foul there by Kylie Carr. She got beat a little bit on the inside, but did well to recover and tried to block it, but fouled.
Nate Lull and Vince Foti with you tonight here on WCDO. Also online, WCDOsports.com. That's our free audio stream of tonight's game. Brought to you by SFCU right there on WCDOsports.com. Raylan Parks makes her first shot. Makes it 5-3. Tonight's game also brought to you by Country Club Motors at 70 Oneida Street in Oneonta. Chevy, Buick, and GMC. Much more, of course. You can see the inventory online at countryclubmotors.com. Parks goes 2 out of 2. Makes it 5-4. Here with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. Here is Lefevre on the right side. We'll dish one back out. Oneonta setting up with Madison Imperato, who's into the game off the bench. Lefevre back to Imperato. Lost control of it. Out of bounds. Going back to Unitego. Good defense by the Spartans.
Well, Imperato, usually she comes in the game, and she's a ball of energy. She's certainly a defensive specialist. Let's see what she can do.
Spartans with the ball. We haven't had any timeouts, haven't had any breaks here in this first quarter. Both teams going up and down the floor. Not a lot to show for it on the scoreboard with Oneonta leading 5-4. Three ball, right side for Tilt is off the front of the rim, but Avery James tracks down a rebound. Kicks one back out to Tilt. On the right side now for Kraft. Back to Avery James. Unitigo again showing some patience, trying to figure out this defense. And then a foul down low on the right low block. Lizzie got into the teeth of the defense there, and Lefevre wrapped her up.
Well, Indiana's certainly aware of Lizzie Kraft. You can see on the zone defense when she gets the ball, they just collapse on her. She has three players on her, and she does well to get in the paint.
Low-scoring battle as we expected here in this non-leaguer tonight. Indiana 5, Unitigo 4. Inbounds pass to Kraft. Steps through on the left low block. Tied up. Ball out of bounds is going to stay here with the Spartans. Thought maybe a jump ball, but instead, out of bounds, it will just stay with Unitigo. Spartans have it on the baseline here. Burtzel will get it into Kraft at the left elbow. Works one back out. Avery James, step back three off the back of the rim. Iron was unkind, but Kraft is able to chase down the rebound with a minute to go, first quarter. Lizzie, good pass down low, finds Raylan Parks, who buries it off the glass.
Great look right there. Put down, turn, face the basket, look down, hit open pass on cue. Timely.
Unitigo 6. Indiana 5. Imperato gets a screen on the right side as the Jackets in the royal blue with the gold trim. Pass one down low. A shot here is off the back of the rim for the Jackets. Wouldn't go for Kendall Lefevre, who's into the game. Rebound for the U. Gracie Tilt, left side, setting up the offense with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitigo leaving 6-5, trying to get a bucket. Lizzie Kraft posting up on the right low block. And then it was stolen. Jordan Bellinger swooping in. Johnny on the spot again. Bellinger down the right side of the floor with 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Bellinger straight away, three, steps into it. This one's off the right side of the rim. Rebound Kraft. She's got 8 seconds. Bounce pass ahead, finds Raylan Parks, who misses the layup. Rebound for Avery James. That won't go. This time Kylie Carr sweeps in, grabs it, but they'll run out of time. End of the first quarter. Unitigo girls leading Oneonta 6-5. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We're underway again. Start of the second quarter. It's 6-5. Unitigo girls leading Oneonta. Spartans have the ball going right to left. They're in the white with the green trim. Oneonta is in the blue with the gold trim. Here's Madison Burtzel, top of the key, in front of the Oneonta bench, left wing side. They reverse it to the right, trying to get it to Kraft in the corner. 10 seconds to go here on the shot clock. Coming off a screen, they go to Tilt in the corner. Trying to cut one down low for Lizzie. Bounce out of bounds with two on the shot clock. Last touch by the Jackets and will stay with Unitigo. To me, throughout a lot of that first quarter, it looked like a triangle and two. Really trying to control Lizzie as much as they can. They inbounds the ball. They find Avery James in the left corner, but her shot is too long, and a rebound for Oneonta.
Good defense there in the zone.
Aiden Lefevre into the right corner. She tries a long jumper there. Kind of rushed it a little bit. Too strong. Rebound Unitigo. They're looking to run. Gracie Tilt is hammered as she goes to the rim on the right side, and we'll head to the line here with a minute gone in the second quarter. It's Unitigo 6, Oneonta 5. Low scoring as we expected.
Low scored, yeah. The first half, 6 points. Raylan Parks had 2 foul shots and a 2-pointer, and then Lizzie Kraft had a 2-pointer to make up their 6 points. And Oneonta, you know, Natalie Van Zandt had a 3, and then Hayden Lefevre had 2 free throws.
Tilt to the line here. Gracie Tilt for Unitigo misses the first. Just want to recognize Oneonta Block Company as another sponsor for tonight's game, your complete masonry supplier since 1982. Proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. You can visit online at oneontablock.com. 0 for 2 at the line for Gracie Tilt. And Oneonta brings it back down the floor on the rebound. Celine Wellman didn't really have her feet set there. Misses the shot. It goes out of bounds. No, just saved. Now both teams wrestling and scrambling for it, and the Spartans come away with it.
Yeah, her feet weren't set on that shot, and it kind of went astray. But she won't hesitate. She'll forget immediately right now that she took that shot. And Wellman will be back with it with another try. Trust me.
Got to do that as a shooter, right?
You got it.
One possession mentality. Unitigo back the other way. They try a long two here for Gracie Tilt, and buries that. Makes it 8-5, and every basket's going to be at a premium tonight, it feels like, with 6:15 to go in this second quarter. And again, Unitigo leading 8-5. Some full court pressure now coming from the Spartans. Unitigo trying to dial up the pressure. Oneonta going left to right. They bring it down the right wing side. They go to Lefevre in the corner. Lizzie guarding her. Hayden trying to find Kendall on the low block, and it's taken away here by Lizzie Kraft. Lizzie doing it on both ends of the floor, but boy, they're making her work offensively. Avery James to the left side with a bounce pass now to Gracie Tilt. And every possession just feels like you're waiting until deep in the shot clock to really find the screen that you need and hope that you get that one golden look. Here's Lizzie Kraft, pulls up with 10 on the shot clock from the foul line. It's off the mark. Lefevre with a rebound.
Good defense. Again, they're definitely paying attention to Lizzie Kraft, putting one player on her, and the other four are playing a zone.
Little turnaround shot on the left. Low block is up and good there for Kendall Lefevre. Great move from her, and a good finish makes it 8-7.
Kendall, the ninth grader, the sister, with her sister being a senior, both at 6'1".
Well, of course, we know their dad very well,
yeah.
Trevor Lefevre, certainly a great athlete in his time at Unitigo, and also a great canoe racer. We talked a lot about canoe racing with Bob Zavril here tonight, getting into the Hall of Distinction. Trevor was certainly a great athlete when he was paddling all the time. Shot here for Unitigo in the corner is no good. Both teams again fighting for that rebound. Unitigo comes away with it. They find Parks on the inside. She puts it up and in. Raylan Parks with 6 points makes it Unitigo 10, Oneonta 7. Van Zandt back in transition. Another three. This one just short. And Avery James sweeps in for the rebound. James with a long home run pass ahead for Gracie Tilt. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Back to James as they'll settle in. Now they go inside for Raylan Parks. Going to work. Dishes one back out. Finds Lizzie Kraft. Little crossover. Finds James. Baseline drive here. She's got some real estate. Finds Parks on a backdoor cut. She finishes.
That time Parks made them pay. Oneonta High School came over to double. As soon as they doubled, she found the open person. Easy layup.
Unitigo 12, Oneonta 7. Our biggest lead of the game for the Spartans. Right side, Van Zandt. Had her pocket picked there by Avery James. It's loose on the floor. And then we got a tie-up foul here as Oneonta tried to steal it back. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, and Unitigo girls on top 12-7. Just want to recognize Harlem and Jervis, attorneys at law on Chestnut Street in Oneonta, as one of our sponsors. At Harlem and Jervis, we pride ourselves on getting to know our clients so we are better able to serve your needs. Harlem and Jervis, understanding you, understanding the law. Call 432-3611. All right, back underway. Yeah, Oneonta just getting tied up there on that foul. Gives the ball back to Unitigo. They lead 12-7. Big possession. Kraft steps in. The jumper too strong off the back of the rim. Both teams again fighting for that rebound. Out of bounds, and it goes to the Spartans. And Oneonta needs a spark here.
Oneonta needs a basket. And into the game comes Lily Bridger. She sometimes can shoot to three. We'll see if she can give a little spark, because Oneonta definitely needs a basket here.
Yeah, Coach Fody looking for a spark off the bench, trying to find somebody who can put it in the bucket here. Low-scoring affair. Pass to the inside for Lefevre. Hayden will kick one back out. Bridger a long two. It's too strong. And in the land of the Giants there, Gracie Tilt goes in from her guard position, gets that rebound.
Both teams doing a good job boxing out You know, one shot and out. Then you can't ask anything more from your defenses.
Kraft, left side is Unitigo trying to put some space between themselves and the Jackets with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. 12-7 our score. We'll have our Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Here's Kraft, a move into the paint. She's fouled. Could not get the shot to go, but will step to the line. With 3:24 to go in the second quarter, Unitigo on top 12-7.
She's crafty to get in the paint. Puts the ball down, determined to get to the front rim, and she does.
Boy, they're making her work so hard offensively.
Yes.
Just to get
yes.
even a pass into her has been very difficult. Want to recognize Maravito Energy Products as our halftime sponsor, but also a sponsor of tonight's game. Our people make the difference. For nearly 100 years, Maravito has been committed to keeping families comfortable. Visit Maravito.com as Lizzie makes the first foul shot. Second one coming here for Kraft. 2 out of 2 automatic there for Lizzie. Makes it 14-7, the biggest lead of the game. That feels a lot bigger than 7 points right now.
Yes, it does, yeah.
3:20 to go, second quarter. A three in the corner, in and out there for Oneana. Lefevre, a rebound. That also won't go. Had it knocked away. Jordan Bellinger will chase it down. Here's JB with the ball. Thought about a three. It goes to Van Zandt, left side. She dials it up. Long distance, too strong again. Rebound for Avery James, and the Jackets just can't connect. Passing ahead, Raylan Parks trying to go to work. It's blocked out of bounds by Hayden Lefevre. Possession will stay with the Spartans.
Great defense there by Lefevre. She stood her ground, went straight up, kept both her hands up, blocked the shot, and it went off of her.
Yeah, it would have been so easy to pick up a cheap foul there, but she played it straight up. Now Unitigo throws away the inbounds pass with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Back down, right side, Van Zandt. Left side for Jordan Bellinger as the Jackets go left to right on your radio dial. Inside for Hayden Lefevre. Missed it. Ball loose on the floor, and Avery James will swoop in to grab that ball. Now to Lizzie Kraft. Little stutter step right side. Bounce pass to the high post for Gracie Tilt. Pull-up jumper from 10 feet. No good. And then a foul on the rebound. Lefevre crashed hard to the floor. We'll hope that she's okay here with 2:26 to go. In the second quarter, we're going to step away for an injury timeout with Unitigo girls leading Oneonta 14-7. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It appears that Hayden Lefevre okay, helped off, went over to the bench, appears to be all right, so we're back underway. Unitigo losing possession, back to the Jackets now. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Fodi tonight, also here on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And the Unitigo girls lead 14-7 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Jackets need a little spark here. We've been saying
they need
that.
A little spark. Hayden went down and hit her hip directly when she fell down, and the 6'1 senior is replaced by her freshman sister, who is also 6'1, Kendall.
Yeah, nice to have size off the bench here for first-year head coach George Fodi. Foul on the interior, it looks like, here with 1:45 to go second quarter. And now Van Zandt will inbound the basketball to the left of the hoop here. She tried to feed one through and thread the needle there to the low block. Again, punched out of bounds. It'll stay with the Jackets.
Tough one to thread. Tried to put it between three people. Credit Unitigo for good defense. But there's a good play right there. Tossed it into the big center, Lefevre, and she just banked it in.
Yeah, that time Van Zandt said, I got you. Feeds it to Kendall, who buries it off the glass. Makes it 14-9 with 1.5 to go in the second quarter. Kraft at the top of the key. Little crossover here, steps back, goes to Parks. Now back out, Avery James. In the corner for Parks, it's too strong. and a rebound here for OHS with Ella Harper. Ahead now for Bellinger, left side corner. This would be big. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Ball on the floor, scooped up here by the Jackets. They keep it alive with a fresh shot clock. Straight away, three here is up off the back of the rim. Hit the top of the backboard. They don't call it dead, and then we got a jump ball. And it is going to go back to Unitigo. Yeah, I thought maybe it touched the...
Yeah, the wires are jiggling, but tough one for an official to call when you're watching the play on the floor, and tough to, when the shot goes up, to pick your head up and see if it hits the wire.
Yeah, I try not to pick on those guys in the stripes. They got a hard job out there.
They have a very difficult job.
Here is Avery James. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. With Unitigo leading 14-9, we got a foul up top on Bellinger for a reach near midcourt.
Yeah, I think the players have to adjust to that. You can't hand check. They're gonna blow the whistle. And that instance was just simply a hand check, 25 feet from the basket, but they're going to call it.
Toss one in here to Raylan Parks with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Avery James to the high post. Now for Gracie Tilt. Got to give Unitigo credit. They've been patient tonight, but good defense here by Oneonta. Ball on the floor, and again, both teams getting down and dirty, trying to find that fourth possession. And it looks like it rolled out of bounds. Last touch by the Jackets, and it'll stay with Unitigo with 35 ticks left here in the first half. Avery James on the baseline. Tosses one up, finds Lizzie Kraft at the high post. Triple team there. Works her way down low. Is able to kick one out for Avery James. James, far side. Parks, pull-up jumper is good for Raylan Parks. She's got 10 points.
Parks is having a great game. Just playing right within her skill set. Knocking down the shots when she's open.
They needed someone to step up here in the first half. She's had the answer. Coming up on 10 seconds left. Unitigo leads 16-9. Oneonta desperately in need of a bucket here. Imperato into the corner. 3 seconds left. Oneonta with a three. No good. That'll do it. We hit the half here at UCS with the score. Unitigo 16. And Oneonta 9. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. But Vince, your thoughts here before we hit
certainly
the break.
Certainly didn't want to blink. Those two quarters went by very quickly. But Oneonta High School, I think, struggling to settle in because Unitigo, hats off, they're playing great defense and they're finding the open man on offense.
Yeah, they've, both sides are getting good looks. Just a lot of shots aren't falling right now.
Yeah, and credit to both defenses. Teams are boxing out. I think both coaches have their teams well trained and well prepared. When the shot goes up, they box out and get a rebound and try it down at the other end.
December basketball sometimes. It doesn't always, shots aren't always falling. Sometimes you got to grind out some of these victories. So, all right, we'll be right back. Our halftime score here at Unitigo, 16-9. The Spartans on top of the Yellow Jackets here, a girls non-leaguer. And a packed house here tonight. Both communities wanted to come out and support this. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back to Unitigo here. I'm Nate Lull. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. 16-9 at the break. It's the sophomore Raylan Parks with 10 points for Unitigo. She stepped up nicely there. Kendall Lefevre off the bench, the high scorer for the Jackets with 4 points. I'm now joined by someone you'll probably know here in WCDO land, Matt Hazard. He's been on the air with me many times before. We called the 2018 Cooperstown Boys State Championship together. He's in the crowd tonight for his other job. He's a college coach now for the Herkimer College women's basketball team. So, Matt, it's great to have you here.
Absolutely. Great to be back, Nate.
Your thoughts here as you come, you get to, limited nights for you because you got your own practice, you got your college games. When you get to come out and scout and watch some high school basketball, will you be down here in Section 4 quite a bit, you think, this year?
Yeah, I think so. Section 4's got some actual pretty good talent, senior talent, us being the local community college, if you will, the closest one. We definitely want to make sure we're present.
Yeah, is it hard? You know, we talk all the time on my podcast, as you know, about recruiting and kids making good choices and deciding where to go. I mean, is it hard these days to get a kid to say, hey, I want to come and play for you?
Yeah, I think all of us are fighting that battle. Actually, you know, I'm a college professor, too, at SUNY Oneonta, and we look at it a few different ways. Right now, the class of 2025 across the country is actually a lot less graduating kids than previous years because of lots of different reasons. You go back, this would have been the financial crisis back in 07,
yeah,
08,
right?
So you go through that, and so we're all fighting for the same kids, if you will, but I think us at the junior college level, we look at it, it's a great opportunity for people to get an introduction into it, go for school for a lot less money than a lot of other schools. And the advantage of junior college, especially from an athletic standpoint, is you're playing right away. You're asked to play right away, where a lot of four-year schools, you got to buy your time a little bit. And depending on what school, what situation, and all that, and obviously your talent as a player. And so we try to give that opportunity to kids, and thankfully we've been pretty good at it over the last few years and hopefully continue to build.
Well, your program has some Unitigo roots on the bench, yeah, with you this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got the Unitigo legend, Jenna Faulkner. You know, she was actually part of that 2020 team that unfortunately didn't get to win the sectional championship, was going to play off against my hometown, Cooperstown, but unfortunately they didn't get the opportunity to play that game. I think Unitigo went undefeated that year, potentially, maybe lost one game to Norwich or something.
Yeah, there was one loss in there, but I mean, that's the game we will debate forever. Who would have won
that
game?
Well, one thing's for sure, the team that won that was going to get Cambridge, and that wasn't going to go well. considering this, the Phillips twins are both playing Division I basketball now. But with that, you know, Jenna Faulkner went from Unitigo. She was a unbelievable student, 4.0 student, also an unbelievable athlete at multiple sports. And she made the decision to come to Herkimer, and she loved it. And now she's working full-time in admissions, and she's my assistant coach. And she had an opportunity to go play for more years if she wanted to at a number of schools. But she just said that, you know what, I'm going to go and get a job and get into the workforce. And she's happy for it, and we're happy to have her. She, her face actually hangs in our gymnasium on a banner. So she was an All-American, led the country in blocks in the junior college, and led the country with 127 her freshman year, and that was a record at Herkimer as well.
That's amazing. And you guys are off to a hot start this year. You're nationally ranked, and having Jenna around certainly has to help with all that, I'm sure.
Well, it's just a winning culture, right? One thing Unitigo does is they win. And, you know, there's a mentality to that. And she was the perfect person to go with a lot of other talent around, but she was the girl with the big floppy hair that showed up to the first day of practice. And everybody was like, who the heck is that girl? And, you know, Unitigo's got one of those right now in Lizzie. And she's obviously a great talent, but this is Oneonta team is holding them down.
Yes. We were just joking during the pregame show. Whenever these teams get together, it's, you know, a game in the 30s. Some, you know, you get into the 40s.
If it gets to 30s tonight, it's going to be special.
So it's just every basket is at a premium.
Well,
so.
I think when Oneonta saw that Unitigo only had seven players and Harley Birdsall wasn't going to be here, they went with the triangle and two, and the triangle and two has been really effective. You know, they've got two, sometimes three people throwing at Kraft and have the other birds all covered. So the problem is, though, Oneonta's got to be able to put the ball through the net, and they haven't been able to do that.
Yeah, tough first half shooting for them, but we'll see if they can turn it around. I hate to cut you short, but we'll be back here for the third quarter in just a minute. But Matt, always good to see you. And
always a pleasure, Nate.
We'll see you around soon, and you know, maybe another podcast visit, whatever it takes. We'll talk some more basketball.
Of course.
All right, so that's Matt Hazard, the Herkimer women's basketball coach down here, checking out some of our local athletes to add to his talent pool for future years. Halftime score here, Unitigo 16, Oneonta 9 is the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back with the third quarter in just a minute on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we're getting set for the start of the third quarter. Vince Fody back in with me. I'm Nate Lowe. As, again, Untigo girls leading 16-9 as we start the third quarter. Oneonta going right to left on your radio dial. And this should be a great second half. Jordan Bellinger trying to get Oneonta going and puts it up and in. What a huge bucket there, Vince, to just get things started for the Jackets.
Good bucket for Jordan. Sometimes that's just what he needs to get jump started in this low-scoring event. It's 16-11. First half basically saw two people from each team taking care of all the scoring. Kraft for Unitigo and Parks also for Unitigo did much of the scoring. Parks had 10 points.
Yeah, huge for her to step up.
Absolutely.
With the defense swarming all over Lizzie. That's what you need, your sophomore to step up like that. So here is Gracie Tilt on a rebound with two on the shot clock for Unitigo. No, Madison Bertzel comes in. Second chance for her won't go down. And Parks chasing down another rebound. This is the third chance they'll have on this possession alone here for Unitigo.
Good hustle by Unitigo.
Unitigo now going left to right to start the second half. And the white tops with the green trim. Here's Parks right side. A deep shot there is good from about 20 feet out.
That's her 12th point. She's just picking up where she left off.
Wow, good shot there. I mean, the toes were on the line. And so it's 18-11, Unitigo on top now. And here is Hayden Lefevre back in the ballgame. Good to see her. Makes the shot on the right low block. Is fouled and will head to the line here. Good to see her back in there after falling on her hip there pretty hard in that second quarter.
She went to the basket, got fouled, stayed strong, made the point, made the basket. Going to go to the line for an old-fashioned three-pointer.
I think she surprised herself that went in.
Yeah.
Hayden's shot at the line is good. And so maybe the Jackets are heating up here. Hayden's got 5 points now. And so Unitigo will bring it back down the floor. 18-14 is our score. Bounce pass here to Raylan Parks, and she traveled. Want to recognize Firefighter Incorporated as one of our special sponsors tonight, a trusted Oneonta-based company with over 65 years of experience specializing in fire protection equipment for businesses including extinguishers, fire alarms, sprinklers, and chemical suppression systems. Call Firefighter at 433-2800. And here is Kylie Carr down low. The kiss off the glass rolls in and out. Carr gets her own rebound, muscles her way through the defense, works one back out. Hayden Lefevre, the jumper, and that's got a little bit too much zip on it, and a rebound for Gracie Tilt on the far side.
Carr did well to get her own rebound and keep the ball alive, feed it outside to Hayden.
Ball tapped away by Jordan Bellinger, rolls out of bounds, and of course, everyone will know Kylie Carr's mom, Tiffany Hurley, from the very, very good Oneonta State Championship teams.
She could play. She comes to play. She, like her mom, she comes to play.
Yeah.
And she's a ninth grader, and she's got good athletic genes on her side.
Came up to the alumni game there last week and got a chance to see Tiffany play. She still got it a little bit there.
Yeah.
She won't admit it. I said, you did fine out there. She goes, oh, it's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
But it was fun to see some of those girls from the championship days back out on the floor. Lizzie Kraft is fouled here. She took it to the hoop here on the right side as I was going down memory lane. And Lizzie's first shot is up and good. Lizzie's up to 5 points, makes it Unitigo 19, Oneonta 14 with 5:48 to go third quarter. Second shot for Lizzie is good, and she's making a living at the line right now, Vince.
She has a smooth stroke on the line. Somebody you don't really want to put on the line. She's going to knock them down.
20-14, our score. Unitigo girls leading Oneonta. It's a fight out here for every possession and every point. Now a steal by Raylan Parks. Streaks down the right side, takes it coast to coast, and finishes. 14 now for Raylan Parks. She's the unsung hero. Here's Wellman, dials up a three, left side corner, got it. There's what you're talking about, Vince. It's Celine Wellman dials long distance.
Celine Wellman, doesn't matter how many she misses, she's still going to come up firing, and that's what you want in your three-point shooter.
Huge bucket there for the Jackets, makes it 22-17. Kraft, right side. 15-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound, Oneonta. We got a foul on the interior as Wellman hit the deck hard.
that's just a good example. You know, these teams are both well coached. You can tell when the ball goes up, Oneana's got bodies on Unitigo's bodies, and when Oneana High School shoots, Unitigo defense, they turn around and box out. So usually if it's a missed shot, it's going to be one and out. They're going to get the rebounds, which, you know, says a lot for the coaching of these two squads.
I want to thank Tri-County Glass for their sponsorship, 51 Main Street in Oneonta, a trusted provider of residential and commercial glass solutions. Steve can handle all glass repairs and specializes in custom work. So a big thank you to Tri-County Glass. Here is Carr at the high post. Goes to Lefevre, and we got a traveling violation there. With 4:45 to go here, third quarter, Unitigo 22, Oneonta 17. Again, I don't know if we've had even anybody take a timeout. I mean, this game's
up and down. Defense is playing well. Nobody's coming up and reaching and, you know, causing some, you know, having the officials to blow whistles. Just a well-played game, low scoring, and I think you've seen in the second half they're coming out a bit more aggressive on offense, trying to put some buckets in the basket here.
Shot clock coming up on 10 for Unitigo. They have it going left to right. Avery James, that one blanked off the back of the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound Celine Wellman here for Oneonta. Wellman down the right side. Floats a pass to Bellinger. To the high post now for Lefevre. Turn around for her. Blocked by Lizzie. And she takes it away. Coming up on 4:05 to go third quarter. It's 22-17. Unitigo on top. Great pass from Lizzie. Down low for Raylan Parks. Stripped. And the Jackets take it away with Wellman. Wellman right side. Takes it to the 10 off the back of the rim. It wouldn't go, but she's fouled. Wellman starting to show some of the things we talked about in our pregame show today.
I mean, that time she did change the speed, and, you know, she was guarded well, and she did what she had to do to get open, went to the basket, got fouled.
Yeah, Wellman, a track star at OHS, will step to the line now. Trying to claw back into this game here for the Jackets, makes the first one. I got to say, you talked about that she worked on her game in the offseason. I did see her last spring, but you can see the continued improvement from her in her shot.
It's one thing to be fast and a runner, but, you know, basketball is a very skilled sport. You got to be able to dribble, pass, and, you know, a lot of times play slower so you can get the shots and see the game unfold.
Wellman goes 2 out of 2 at the line. She's got 5 points. It's a 22-19 game. Close as expected between these two. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Lizzie Kraft, right side, setting it up. 10 on the shot clock. Kraft, a double team, passes out of it, finds Raylan Parks, and lost control of it. Carr comes away with it. Home run pass ahead to Wellman, in for the layup, and missed it. Oh, the right-handed layup wouldn't go down, rolled off the front of the rim, and Unitigo grabs the rebound. Boy, that would have brought it to a one-point game, would have been huge. Kraft down the right side, had it poked away and out of bounds.
Well, there you just saw the Imperata comes back all the way from baseline to baseline to kind of just picked the ball away from Lizzie Kraft. A good hustle on the part of Imperata. Saved maybe a chance at a bucket there for Unitigo.
And so the Spartans on the baseline to the right of the hoop will look to get it in. And they'll float it up, looking for Lizzie Kraft into the paint. Steps through. Lizzie makes the bucket. Wow, what a pretty play.
Beautiful play. She's got that nice step-through move.
Makes it 24-19 with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Down low for Kylie Carr. Step through, up and under. Kraft said no. Blocked the shot. Spartans going ahead for Kraft. They lead 24-19. 2:55 to go in the third. Wellman, good defense on the right side, and we got a jump ball. Wellman got tied up there with Riley Himes, who's in off the bench now for Unitigo.
And Wellman playing much more aggressively the second half, playing offense and defense. That time adjusted quickly to come over and tie the ball up.
2:50 to go here, third quarter. It's Unitigo 24 and Oneonta 19. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Foti. Thanks for listening as well tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Spartans have it. They float one into the corner now for Raylan Parks, who's having a whale of a game. She's got 14. They go Kraft, far side. Lizzie's starting to heat up. She's got 8. 5 on the shot clock. Lizzie's going to have to shoot a 3 left side. It's just short. Didn't have enough air underneath it. Rebound for Imperato of Oneonta. Passes ahead for Wellman, who's trying to get going in the running game here. And then she's fouled as she takes it to the hoop. And again, Wellman has leaked out on a couple of plays and snuck behind the defense.
I think Wellman got the message at halftime that she's got to become more of a factor on the offensive side. But that time she went to the basket. Quite honestly, it was pretty good defense by the Unitigo player and just happened to hit her elbow on the way up.
2:20 to go in the third. Here is Wellman at the line. Her first shot is off the front of the rim and no good. Second one coming for Wellman. No matter how this game ends up, listen to our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards later, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Wellman makes the second shot. She's got 6 points now, makes it 24-20 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Parks, right corner now for Avery James. Far side, Gracie Tilt, back to James. Good ball movement by the Spartans. Parks lowers her shoulder, goes inside, gets it rejected, is able to pull it back out. They go to Lizzie Kraft, they reset. 10 on the shot clock here. Avery James to the high post. Lizzie steps back, left elbow jumper off the right side of the rim. Parks with a rebound. Kicks it back out, reset on the shot clock here. Gracie Tilt along too. That's no good. Buckled off the side of the rim. James goes in, grabs that rebound and puts it off the glass and in.
Great rebound, great putback.
Big possession on the boards there for Unitico. Kept it alive. They lead 26-20 with a minute and a half to go in the third. Bellinger, left side, into the corner. Imperato dials up a three and hits it. That's a huge shot there for Madison Imperato.
And Imperato opened in the corner and your teammates found her.
Yeah, huge shot there. Raylan Parks, right corner. Zipping one to the far side. A pull-up jumper here for Himes. No good. Ball out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Oneana.
Good defensive set by Oneana. For Imperato to hit that last three, that was huge.
Yeah, it cuts it to a three-point game here, 26-23. With 1:09 to go in the third quarter. We got a ball game here.
Nate, I mean, you can't blink in this game. You couldn't even go get some popcorn if you wanted to.
No.
It's going so fast.
Now a steal by Avery James. She's off to the races. Avery takes it in. Left-handed layup, no good. And a foul on the rebound. Yeah, very fast-moving game. Not a lot of room for us to chat much during this one.
No, I mean, always said 8 minute quarters for high school basketball is a short time for these young athletes. I mean, goes by faster. When you got two teams playing great defense, playing a good on offense, clean game, it really goes by fast, and the officials love these games.
Yes, they do. Spartans have it. We're under a minute to go here, third quarter. They lead 26-23. Inbounds was on the baseline. They go to Kraft at the left elbow. Lizzie, good pass down low. Finding Raylan Parks. They work it back out. Baseline jumper for Avery James. Won't go down. Wellman sweeps in, and she's got that. Wellman has really come alive here in this third quarter.
She's ubiquitous. She's everywhere.
Wellman pump fakes on a three. Goes to the high post. Kendall Lefevre steps through. The little short shot, no good. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Parks with a rebound. And now back to Avery James. Left side. They go to Lizzie Kraft. Back out. Gracie Tilt. Jumper. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for Oneana. Kendall Lefevre ahead for Jordan Bellinger. Now to Wellman. Little shimmy shake into the teeth of the defense. Couldn't get that shot to go. Kraft was there looming and got a piece of it. Half court shot for Lizzie is no good. Hit the rim but wouldn't go down. Three quarters in the books. Unitico girls on top of Oneana, 26-23, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. End of the third quarter, start of the fourth. Unitico girls head to the fourth with a 26-23 edge over Oneana. Vince, so far, I mean, we got our crystal ball here. We've been dead on. Low scoring, defensive game. It's been going fast, but if it stays this close, this fourth quarter might take a little bit longer.
Yeah, we'll see. It should take a little more time, but Oneonta had a big third quarter. They're scoring 14 points to put them within 3 points of Unitigo at the score 26-23 to start the second half.
Steal now for Unitigo. Yeah, steal for Unitigo, but they lost it out of bounds. Looks like Avery James is going to have a layup there, but it will stay with the Spartans. Yeah, as you were saying, great third quarter there for OHS.
Even for Unitigo High School, 10 points in the third quarter.
There's Gracie Tilt in and out. A jumper off that inbounds play in the right corner. Wouldn't go. Here's Oneonta going right to left. Again, they're in the royal blue with the gold trim. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. Yellow Jackets have it. Trailing by three. Pass to the high post. Little miscommunication. Nobody was there. Unitigo with a steal. And to the left side now for Avery James. Finding Madison Bertzel on the baseline. Unitigo being patient. They work it around as they go left to right. Again, the white uniforms, the green trim. Avery James to the high post. Now finding Lizzie Kraft. Zips one over for Gracie Tilt. Five on the shot clock. Back to Lizzie. Pull-up jumper from the foul line is no good. Out of bounds, but will stay with Unitigo, and they'll have a fresh shot clock.
That time the ball is off Kendall. Kendall Fever just had her hands up. Went to get the ball, just bounded off. So, nice break for Unitigo.
Kendall goes to the bench. Kylie Carr back in. And so, nice for Coach Fody down there. He can rotate in the bigs like that. It's a nice luxury to have.
Yeah, and I think, again, this team is a bit of a work in progress with the bigs coming in and out. But everybody's, you know, trying to get some minutes. He tries to get a lot of kids' minutes.
And here is Madison Bertzel. Tries a three on the right side. Off the side of the rim, Lizzie with a rebound there off the miss. Second chance opportunity, rolls out of bounds. We'll stay with the Spartans here with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Unitigo leading at 26-23.
Unitigo, when they miss shots, they seem to have a sense of urgency. Gets them to the ball, keeps the ball alive, and their hard work pays off, and they got the ball out of bounds.
Desiree Wheeler now in. So Coach Fody going to the bench, getting some fresh legs in there. Unitigo with only two players on the bench tonight as Harley Bertzel is missing from tonight's game. Out with the flu. Lizzie Kraft hits the shot from the paint. She's into double figures now with 10. Pushes the lead to 28-23. 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Fody here. Also on WCDLSports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Wellman with a three on the right side. Just a little too strong. Rebound for Kraft. And Unitigo has it. A little rushed on that shot there by Wellman.
Yeah, didn't have her feet set, but this is a chance for Unitigo to kind of widen their lead here.
They go down low to Parks, and that's what the Spartans want after Oneonta cut this to a one-possession game on that three by Imperato late in the third. Parks to the interior, finds Lizzie, a little step through, lost control of the ball, muscles it up and in, thought she was fouled, didn't get the call, but does get the bucket. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Oneonta with our score, Unitigo 30. Oneonta 23, 5.5 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Fody here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer in the WCDO studios down in Sydney. Unitigo girls leading 30-23 here at the U over Oneonta. Vince, your thoughts here as we got a great fourth quarter going.
Yeah, Lizzie Kraft in the first half had 4 points. Was a bit quiet. Second half, she's come out. Third and fourth quarters, she's come out and inserted herself a bit, and I think she's been a difference. But having said that, her partner in crime, Raylan Parks, has done a wonderful job, and she's got 14 points.
Yeah, she's been the difference maker tonight here for Unitigo. She's the reason they have this 30-23 lead. Oneana with the basketball. Here's Hayden LaFever to the far side now for Desiree Wheeler. Shot clock's to 5, and now a steal by Unitigo by Raylan Parks. Parks in transition. Pretty physical game here. Ball knocked out of bounds. He's going to stay with Unitigo. Coach Z wanting a foul call there in transition, but he's not going to get it.
It's been a pretty clean played game so far. I mean, there's only been six. Unitigo has six fouls in the game, total game, and Oneana has six fouls also, so pretty even. Not a lot of fouls called.
Steal by Wellman, and she goes in for the layup and is hit hard. Can't get the shot to go, but will head to the line for two. She bounces up, appears to be just fine. Wellman has been a difference maker here for sure in the second half.
She's like a little water bug out there. She's 1 minute she's here, the next minute she's, you know, sprinting down the court. You know, it's nice to see. Oneana, I think, she's trying to get out and fast break a bit more.
Wellman, her first shot at the line is up and good. Wellman's up to 7 points. Mentioned Tino's Pizza in Oneonta, of course, the original home of the cold cheese. Tino's offers dine-in, delivery, or you can carry out, and they got catering options. You can give them a call or order online through Slice or DoorDash. Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. So Wellman, 2 out of 2, correct there, Vince?
Yes, correct.
She's got 8 points now.
We got a 30-25 game.
I'm too busy thinking about the cold cheese.
Cold cheese, you got me thinking about it too. Yeah, Dan Marino does a tremendous job down there at Tino's, and it's a good place. And you know, I still like just a plain cheese pizza, but they got all different selections.
They sure do. I got to stop in there the other day and talk to Dan, and it was smelling great, that's for sure. 30-25, our score with 4.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Wellman into the corner now. After that turnover by Unitigo, Oneana trying to take advantage. Wellman back out, dials up another 3 after missing the first. Can't get that. And the ball, nobody rebounded it, rolls out of bounds. Good box out there by Unitigo. The Spartans will get it back. Wellman, 2 good looks, just can't flush it down.
Yeah, she had 2 good looks, exactly. And, again, good shooters are going to shoot, so.
5-point game here. 30-25, our score. Raylan Parks to the high post, into the right corner now for Tilt. Lizzie's open on that left wing side if they can get it to her, and they do. The closeout is there, though, nicely done by the Jackets. 10 on the shot clock. They go to Tilt. Skips across the top of the defense for Bertzel. Now into the corner. Kraft steps back. Big, long 2, I think, there.
2-pointer.
Yeah, 2 for Lizzie. Foot on the line in the left corner, but she buried it. Lizzie's up to 14. 3.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. 3:45, I should say, left. Bellinger trying to get the Jackets back into it. A runner there is blocked by Lizzie Kraft. She went right into the teeth of the defense. Lizzie made her pay, and then a carry is called here by Parks at midcourt. I would have said maybe a travel. Either way, turnover here for the Spartans.
She was looking up. I give Parks credit. She did carry the ball, but she was looking for her teammates to see where her next pass was going to be. So hats off to her for that. And, you know, official saw it. Good call.
Yeah, picked it up in a tough spot there at midcourt. 3.5 to go in the fourth. It's 32-25. To the high post. Hayden LaFever, good turnaround shot there, going one-on-one with Kraft, and she's able to finish, and Hayden is up to 7 points now. Oneana hanging tough. They're going to have to get some key buckets here. The clock's starting to become an issue here with 3:15 to go in the fourth. Gracie Tilt, shot left corner, no. Guess who's there? Lizzie Kraft to Windex the glass. Unitigo keeps it alive, and Coach Bob Z wants a timeout with 3:06 to go in the fourth. It is Unitigo 32, Oneana 27. High school girls hoops tonight here from Unitigo. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 3:06 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Fodi here. And I want to thank all our special sponsors for tonight's Oneana Unitigo game, all our regular sponsors. Great to have such great community support.
Oh, gosh, it's, when these businesses are community-minded as they are, it makes it
it makes it easy, a wonderful thing that we can be here to broadcast the game for others that can't be here to actually see the game. And kudos to the sponsors.
You know, what's it like for you as a dad right now, watching George, his first varsity game?
Yeah, I'm very proud of him. I'm proud of him, you know, whatever he does. But to be in this arena with a veteran coach like Bobby Z, and George was lucky enough to be coached by Bobby Z's son, Brad Z, and when he was coming up through JVs, and now he's coaching against a legend. So it's exciting for him and exciting for me and my whole family.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Glad to see him at the helm here for OHS, taking over for Matt Miller. Out of the timeout, Raylan Parks misses the right-handed layup off the great dish there from Gracie Tilt, but Unitego keeps it alive, and they want to work some clock here. Coach Z, Coach Bertzel up on their feet, telling the team to slow down here.
That was a great play by Coach Bobby Z coming off the bench to get a layup.
Yeah, they get another look, and they find Lizzie, and she's up to 16. Makes it 34-27 with 2.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Van Zandt, left side. And Van Zandt throws a little bit of an elbow there, trying to find some room, and she's whistled for the foul.
Yeah, she was just trying to gather the ball and swung around. Unlucky for her, but Unitego, credit Unitego, playing good defense.
And so Unitego now, Oneana's going to have to find a way to turn them over, because I think the Spartans are just going to try to milk this clock. Coach Z barking out some signals, telling them to take their time. Lizzie into the corner says, no, Coach, I'm going to fire a three here. And she smiles over at Coach Z. But then Oneana, with a double dribble, gives it right back. Yeah. So Lizzie got bailed out there.
Yeah, kind of a costly play there. But, you know, Carly Carr trying to dribble, picked the ball up, thought she had an open pass, and she didn't. And then she tried to recover it, but it was clearly a double dribble. Again, you know, Carly Carr, ninth grader, going to have some of those mistakes along the way, but overall, she's a vital important part to this OHS team.
So Unitego's got it. Boy, Lizzie got bailed out there. She shot that. Coach Z immediately said, no, it was an air ball. She turned around. She smiled at the bench almost as if to say, Coach, I am so sorry. And then they get it back. So dodged a bullet there for Lizzie. We've all been there.
I don't think anybody was happier to see the ball come back than Lizzie.
No. Timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Z with just under 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Spartans leading 34-27. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Unitego girls lead 34-27 here over Oneonta. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Foti here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney. Here's Gracie Tilt. They go to Bertzel on the left side. Unitego. Shot clock at 15, right corner now for Raylan Parks. Back for Bertzel. Kraft presenting herself at the high post. They get it to her, but she lost it, but Unitego holds on. Now down low here for Kraft. Step back jumper. Lizzie off the front of the rim. No, Madison Bertzel, the smallest guard out there, gets the rebound. Incredible job on the boards.
Great IQ to go in there and get it. It was in the right place at the right time.
1:15 to go here in this fourth quarter, 34-27. Our score, they go to Kraft, left side, going to work. Lizzie got bumped there by Carr, and we got a foul with 1:08 to go. And again, Unitego up 34-27.
Tough task to guard Lizzie Kraft when she gets the ball in the paint. Did well to draw a foul.
Yeah, tough job down there. How do you guard that? Oneana's thrown everything they have at her tonight. They've done the triangle and two. Throwing multiple bigs at her. She's still gotten her point. She's still got 16. We're under a minute to go now. Unitego trying to hold this as long as they can. Coach Foti saying to foul, and they finally do on Lizzie. With 53.7 left. George was pleading with the girls to make that foul down there.
You got to get the five fouls if you want to put them at the line. So he's got to.
Yeah, they need one more. Oneana's got four. Unitego only with one. Lizzie Kraft with the ball into the corner now for Raylan Parks, and they lost control of it, and Oneana's going to scoop it up here with 43 seconds left. Van Zant spins out of trouble. Oneana needs a bucket, and they need it fast. Pass down low for Carr through her hands, out of bounds, and back to Unitigo. And, boy, some tough luck there for the Jackets.
Good idea by Natalie Van Zant to throw it in there just out of reach. Carr just went to grab it, just went off her hands.
Want to thank Firefighter Incorporated, another one of our special sponsors here, a trusted Oneana-based company with over 65 years of experience specializing in fire protection equipment to protect your business and employees. You can call 433-2800. And Tri-County Glass at 51 Main Street in Oneonta. Steve can handle all glass repairs and specializes in custom work. Always friendly service and reasonable prices at Tri-County Glass of Oneonta. And, of course, our good friends over at Country Club Motors, Tom Armeo and his crew, always great sponsors of local sports. Located at 70 Oneida Street in Oneonta, Chevy, Buick, GMC, much more. You can see the inventory online at countryclubmotors.com. Country Club Motors, where high volume saves you money. And Harlem and Jervis, attorneys at law, Chestnut Street in Oneonta. We pride ourselves on getting to know our clients so we're better able to serve your needs. Harlem and Jervis, understanding you, understanding the law. Some great sponsors coming out of the Oneonta area this year to help us. Well, now Coach Z is going to call a timeout. So back-to-back timeouts here as both teams just want to make sure they're all on the same page for this last 34 seconds. So no matter how this game ends up here tonight, I think both teams have shown that they have some good quality pieces as they head into regular season play.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Unitigo has, in my opinion, on some missed shots, they've shown some sense of urgency and gotten to the ball and gotten some offensive rebounds and kept the ball alive. But I think you're right in saying that you can both win or lose. You can take away a lot from this game, and both seasons for both of these teams look very promising. And I think I agree with you with the Spartans in Class C. I mean, I think you're going to see them maybe probably in the sectional final. I mean, I'm going to go that far.
Yeah, they have a very tough team. You never know what's out west in the IAC.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Moravia, the defending state champs,
yeah,
out of Section 4. But, yeah, this Unitigo team, they made the semis a year ago. Certainly a tough team. And now Lizzie is fouled immediately, yeah, on the inbounds with 32 seconds left.
I heard a lot about this Lizzie crap, but now when I see her play and I see what people are talking about, and everything's 100% correct what everybody's saying about her, she's legit, and, what I like about her is that she makes others around her better. Besides, she has 14 points, and as a big player, in the first half she only had 4 points, but she stepped up big here in the third and fourth quarter.
What I also like is, all right, tonight Oneonta did everything in their powers,
yeah,
to try to take it away from her, as now she has to come over from the line. She's got a cut on her knee, and they're going to make her put a Band-Aid on this here before she can go back out shoot her other foul shot. But she did exactly what you said. She passed it around. She got everybody involved.
Yeah.
And even when she only had 2 points, she was finding Raylan Parks,
yeah,
who ends up with 14 right now. She was finding Avery James. She's finding Madison Bertzel. All this tonight without one of their toughest guards, Harley Bertzel. So, you know, this is one of those things where everybody had to step up tonight. And so coming in, Lizzie's got to get this taped up. They won't let her back in the game. Coach Z's wrapping it up with tape.
Coach Z, the adrenaline is flowing with Coach Z. I hope she's got some blood left in,
yeah,
the lower part of her leg after his tape job.
He just put that tape on there pretty tight. Riley Hyams comes off the bench and hits the shot. She hits the foul shot. Now Lizzie will check back in. Riley does her job. Great job there. Crowd giving Riley a nice ovation there as now Unitigo leads 36-27.
Great. Riley Hyams has been sitting the bench the whole game, but when she's called on, she goes in and knocks down an important foul shot.
Gotta love it. Here's Oneonta with a last ditch effort here, trying to find some room. Van Zant, top of the key, goes to Lefevre. Oneonta trying to get a shot. They find Imperato, pump fakes, but she traveled with 12 seconds left. And so Unitigo, just a matter of time now, if they can tick off these last 12 seconds, they'll get themselves a nice non-league victory here tonight.
Good W for Unitigo. That was good defense right there.
And as we said, a hard-fought battle. We expected a game in the 30s, and that's exactly what we got here as Avery James is fouled with 9 seconds left. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. Vince and I will wrap this up. We'll talk about the game. We also give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. We'll give 2 awards to tonight's winning team and 1 to tonight's team that falls in this contest. And each of those winners will get a nice plaque at the end of the season, all courtesy of our sponsors here on WCDO. And here is Avery James at the line. Hits the first. Yeah, Unitego continuing their winning ways under Coach Z. He's had a lot of success since he took over the program. Boy, it's got to be 8 or 9 years now that he's been here at the helm for Unitego. Came when the Perry twins were in eighth grade. He made his return to coaching. And, boy, now they're wrapping up college up at Hartwick right now. So, hard to believe.
Time goes fast.
Yes,
Coach,
sure
Coach Z came over here in 2016. He won two championships in 2022 and 2023. The only thing that prevented him in 2020 from winning a championship was COVID.
COVID. Well, COVID's the only thing that could stop Coach Z.
There you go.
I love it, though. You're right there with the info. I'm saying, what year was that? Boom, you got it. How was he when you talked to him this week?
He was good. I mean, Coach Z, growing up in Oneonta, he's always very gracious when you call him. You know, he spent 10 minutes with me talking about basketball, and he's definitely not very knowledgeable about all things. But he wants nothing for the best for fellow coaches, like young coaches coming up through the ranks, like, George Fodi. And, again, you can't you come in here and play Coach Z, and you take everything, you take what happened here, and you go back and learn from it, and you can see that he doesn't have a lot of missing links in offense or defense from
no.
the team with Coach Z.
Lizzie just hit two foul shots there after she was fouled, and another timeout. So the last minute of this game has taken longer than all the game combined. So 5 seconds left, and it's a 39-27 ball game. Lizzie is having an excellent contest here. So the two players in double figures, Raylan Parks, Lizzie Kraft, have led Unitego, Lizzie especially here in the second half has really put this team on her back. So all smiles down in the Unitego huddle right now.
Anytime you can get a couple players, Lizzie Kraft coming in, scoring 14 second-half points, and Parks, who had a terrific first half.
Yeah, she did.
She basically carried him. I mean, she didn't miss very many shots, and she was just playing within her game and her skill set, and she was finding players also. So that's why you got to love high school basketball. There's a reason they roll the ball out there. You never know who's gonna show up and be the star or be the X factor. Another game might be somebody else.
Right. And Coach Z, I'm sure coming into tonight's game, said we're gonna need a role player to step up. And tonight it was Raylan Parks. 5 seconds left. Oneonta gets it in. They'll try a three from the left side. It's no good. A rebound for Unitego, and that'll do it. Our final score, Unitego 39, Oneonta 27. So a good non-league contest here between the Spartans and the Jackets. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the post-game show coming right up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Unitego High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Vince Fodi here. Our final score, 39-27. Unitego girls defeat Oneonta. And we will go through our three awards here. But, I had Lizzie with 19. What'd you end up with?
Yeah, Lizzie Kraft had 19 points.
4 in the first half and 15 in the second, or in the 15 in the third and fourth quarters of this game. So big players step up at big times, and she certainly did that. I think I would give her the offensive player of the game.
Yeah, we're going to go with the NBT Bank outstanding offense player of the game to Lizzie Kraft, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. So, yeah, we're going to go Lizzie Kraft with that game-high 19 points. For defense, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We were thinking Hayden Lefevre here, Vince.
Yeah, Hayden Lefevre from Oneonta. She had her work cut out for her in the paint. I mean, trying to stop Lizzie Kraft, and then, you know, kind of the X factor of this game, Raylan Parks, who showed up and, you know, scoring 14 points. I mean, she did well in the paint, boxing out, blocking some shots, and again, always a tough task to stop Kraft.
That's for sure. A lot of credit there to Hayden. And she went out a little bit for that injury, gutted it out, came back in, and certainly had a good one underneath tonight for Oneonta. Yeah, lastly, sorry, Vince, lastly,
she survived the Bobby Z tape job.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We'd like to go with the unsung hero tonight, Raylan Parks from Unitego.
I think that's a great choice. I mean, in the first half when Lizzie Kraft only had 4 points, Raylan Parks came through with 10 points and then added 4 more in the third and fourth quarters, but she was doing it all, and she literally in the first and second quarter put Unitego on her shoulders a bit, playing defense and getting loose balls and making some points. So I think that's a good choice, well deserved.
Yeah, Raylan really did an excellent job here tonight. She's the reason that I think Unitego was in a good position at halftime, and then Lizzie turns it on in the second half.
Hey, anytime if you got to pay attention to somebody other than Lizzie Kraft, that can only free up Lizzie Kraft, you know, give her some space and let her do some of the things that she does well. And well, good for Unitego. They got a well-rounded team, and I think the future is very, very bright for them, for both teams, in fact.
And they do all this tonight. Unitego gets this win without Harley Bertzel, a starter, a guard,
yeah,
who can really shoot. She's out sick, so if she's listening, Harley, get better. We want to see you back on the floor soon.
You got it. She's. And that's a great point. It was sick Harley Bertzel. It's like her dad's assistant coach. That's like having a coach on the court. To have her sitting out and get away with a win like this, kudos to Unitego.
Yeah. Well, Vince, your return to the radio.
Oh gosh,
how was it?
Yeah, I had a great time. I really appreciate you asking me. I feel honored to be a small part of your show, and I look forward to doing some other games if you'll have me.
Yeah, we're going to have you along for some of our Oneonta games. So
sounds good.
Can't wait. So a huge thank you as well to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in the WCDO studios. Again, our final score here tonight, Unitego girls defeat Oneonta 39-27. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. We're going to be doing the championship games from the Morris tournament. The boys and the girls, those games are at 4 and 5:30. Still waiting to see who wins the other first-round game tonight, but I'll be over in Morris for the Ray Clement and the Joan Martin tournaments tomorrow. And so tune in there as Jim and I will bring you those two games. I'll have Coach Pete Komenderic from Norwich. He'll be with me tomorrow on the air, so looking forward to that. And you can join us as well on WCDOsports.com. So, all right, again, 39-27, Unitego over Oneonta. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney. W222 CR, Norwich.